from the Kingston Trio, a generic up-tempo folk song. This is the middle of our up-tempo folk song. It's called the second verse. You gotta sing it warm and tender to make it sound different from the first. This is where we look at all the people just to see who is around. And if we sing the second verse softly, the crowd usually quiets down. This is the bridge and it's really exciting. It has a different plan. The purpose of the bridge is to get from the middle to the beginning of the end of this our up-tempo folk song. The end is drawing near, and by now you're so gosh darn excited, you want to stand right up and cheer and say hooray for the folk survivors. May they sing forever strong, and for the land of the brave and free, generic up-tempo folk song. And say hooray for the folk survivors. May they sing forever strong. May they shed a tear each time they hear a generic up-tempo folk song. A generic up-tempo folk song.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Bricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana. Hello, family of Jim Rogers, WMCO New Concord, WNJR, Washington, WCUC, Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM, Keysport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, the Audio Now Network at area code 515-605-9542, and internet radio stations, streaming services and apps, including slbradio.org/radio. A great mix of acoustic music and family fun this morning with lots of special guests. Christine Bethea joins us to talk about Women of Visions, and the magnificent Motown exhibit at Kelly Strayhorn Theater, which today, from noon to four, will finish up its exhibition. Allison Babushi will talk about community puppetry workshops, and one in particular today at Ketchup City Creative in Sharpsburg. Mark Williams, a singer-songwriter, will stop in at 8:35 to say hello. At 9:35, we have the Alumni Theater Company with a scene from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and these teens also will talk a little bit about their lives and dreams. Just after 10 o'clock, the Pittsburgh Savoy Yards will be here with selections from Princess Ida, running October 8th through the 10th and the 14th through the 17th at Andrew Carnegie Music Hall in Carnegie. And just after 11 o'clock, Roger Day and Janice Coppola of Kleslectic live in our studios. All that and a pop quiz coming up in just a moment.
We are living in the great big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. I am alone, I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom. I'm impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open. Ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beneath. side. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side.
That's Pat Humphreys getting us started here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here this morning. What a busy week for SLB, and a good week also. We spent some time talking with United Way about some activities we're doing together, as well as youth places. We also got together with the Bloomberg Philanthropies folks, where we've been participating in a cohort of Pittsburgh organizations working together to share management tips and techniques. We brought all of our staff together for the first time in a long time for a meeting and post-meeting lunch? Dinner? Something like that. It was nice to see everybody, to spend time together. We were out at Phipps to do some Botany in Action podcasts. And over at the Berger household, we no longer have a big tall tree that used to be there that we were told 35 years ago when we bought our house to have removed within the next year. And it only took us 34 years to do it. We got a little more time out of it, but it went timber. And if you are the kind of person who climbs trees and removes them, my hat is off to you. We've worked with these fellows, and they're all fellows before, and my gosh, the work they do to cut and trim tall trees is unbelievable. Not just the removal in the case of one, but cutting a whole bunch of others. Before going any further, I do want to pass along one note. Dr. Freddie Fu passed away yesterday, the pioneering orthopedic surgeon and the husband of Hilda Fu, a great friend of SLB and a collaborator, and we want to extend our deepest sympathy to the Fu family. Freddie, larger than life itself, just a spirited, wonderful human being who touched many lives at University of Pittsburgh, at UPMC, in sports medicine, and in all of his community work directly, and in collaboration with his wife, Hilda, to the kids and the whole extended family, our sympathy. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's pop quiz. And today's pop quiz requires some careful listening here. We would like you to come up with words of any length that contain one or more L's. One or more L's in them. And the words have to have this one thing in common, that is, that they are still words when the L or L's are removed. For example, slack becomes sack. Lapel, when you remove both of the L's, becomes the word ape. A-P-E. So can you come up with some words that are containing, they must contain the letter L, that are still words when you take away the L? You have to remove all of the L's if there's more than one word, but they can be of any length, or more than one L, but they can be of any length. 412-200-5975. I guess a simple one would be all becomes the word or a. 412-200-5975. Good luck. You can also share your words on Facebook at SLB Radio or go to slbradio.org/listen and use instant input.
Every evening round a half past eight, you see me standing at my gate, waiting for Sam to come along. He's my man, but I done him wrong. He has won my heart and hand. I'm just wild about that man. Loving is a thing I always need. When I clean down to his toes. When he loves so sweet. And at the game, he can't be beat. I'm crazy about him, can't do without him. Wild about him, gonna tell you about my. I need his loving, must have it all the time. Now that is the best. And Sunday's love is different from the rest. I need his loving, must have it all the time. Oh, my loving Sam, that loving man from Alabama. Do I love him? Goodness knows. I love him from his head clean down to his toes. When he
Tracy K and Jamie Steinhoff with Lovin' Sam here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Well, Russ in North Carolina writes he and Sharon are finally installed in their new home after 10 months. Here's some of the words he came up with. Labs becomes abs. Loaf becomes oaf. Learn to earn. Lace to ace. lamp to amp and lump to ump. Label to Abe. Bacterial to bacteria. Land to and lease to ease. I like that one. Tom and McCandless has slap to sap, lick to ick, slaw becomes saw, plant becomes pant, flower becomes four, sloppy joes becomes soppy joes, glaze to gaze, that's a good one, mold to mod, pearl to pear, salt becomes sat, blake becomes bake, flavor becomes favor, clam becomes cam, slip becomes sip, block becomes Bach, as in Bach beer, and plot becomes pot. He closes with like becoming Ike. Bruce has slick becoming sick, black becoming back, tile becoming tie, pile becoming pile, pie, and he closes with lick to ick. Jim gave this. Jim says it's called the Get the L Out of There game. Why didn't I think of that? Gravel becomes grave. Level becomes Eve. Cold, C-U-L-L-E-D, becomes cued. Blinders becomes binders. We need to hire him as a staff writer. And then he gave us a Hank Pink. What is an unconscious little devil? A limp imp. Limp becoming imp. Linda, half of the dynamic duo, has blank to bank, black to back, block to balk, blight to light, slight to sight, and appropriately for this song, clog to cog. Here comes Dan in Squirrel Hill. Flight becomes light. Calves becomes caves. Very good. Black to back, clock becomes cock. Blank becomes bank. Halves becomes halves. H-A-L-V-E-S becomes halves. Slack becomes sack. Bluff becomes buff. Plop to lop. And those are all the ones he has, and we'll continue here. I had clave becomes cave. Tommy has flame becoming fame. Babbles to babes. Clamp to camp. Dilled to died. Felled to feed. Gloat to goat. That's a good one. Ideals to ideas. Addled to added. If you're just joining us, it's come up with a word with one or more L's, remove all of the L's, and it's still a word. Blank becoming bank, flare becoming fair, bleach to beach, flurry to, does that work? Oh, to furry, not fury, but furry. Bilked to biked. Leslie is in Oakland. She has planned a pan, swap to sop. Sleek to seek. That reminds me, I had seller, like somebody who sells goods or services, becoming seer. Plain to pain, player to payer, and slight to sight. Mike has Lull becomes you. It goes with your hair. Da, 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 da. Level becomes Eve, according to Tom in Stallstown. Blank becomes bank. Black to back. And bloom becomes boom. Stew. Skill becomes ski. That's a great one. Leaves to eaves. Crawl to craw. Flower to four. That's a good one. And drivel becomes drive. See, I had lion becoming ion, feel becoming fee, and I think I mentioned you before, clave becoming cave. That was quite a bit of fun. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you were playing along with us. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our Hysteriddle in about 10 minutes.
If you don't want. People, what a liar will do. He's always coming with something new. Steal your heart with a false pretense. Make out like he's your bosom friend. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone.
Alice Gerard and Hazel Dickens at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio. Dan Zanes and Friends, along with Billy Bragg and Rock Island Line. If you have a car, boat, or motorcycle you no longer need, please consider donating it to SLB by visiting slbradio.careasy.org or calling 855-500-7433. It's Car-a-thon time. Our partners will arrange for free pickup from anywhere in the U.S. and handle the paperwork. Proceeds from their sale of the vehicle will be credited in your name as an SLB donation with a tax receipt issued for your use. This is a great way to get your old car to a new home while also supporting SLB. Thanks.
Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Wednesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5 p.m. Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
This is Juliana Grabowski from Pittsburgh Girls Choir. We are thrilled to be part of Radical Days, featuring free events and activities across the Pittsburgh region in September and October. Join Pittsburgh Girls Choir on Tuesday, September 28th and Wednesday, September 29th, when we will be offering open rehearsals for girls in 1st through 9th grade. Radical Days is sponsored by the Allegheny Regional Asset District. Your sales tax dollars at work in our libraries, parks, regional attractions, arts and cultural organizations, and more. Visit radworkshere.org for more information.
Is your thinking cap on? Born in El Paso, Texas, in 1930, our Hister Riddle answer became the 102nd person to have a certain occupation. On September 25th, 1981, after making an oath before the nation, this resulted in a famous first for this one-time member of a different governmental branch that probably was a far-fetched dream for this Stanford graduate who grew up on a cattle ranch. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way if you can identify the answer to our history riddle. Would you like to hear it one more time? Born in El Paso, Texas, in 1930, our answer became the 102nd person to have a certain occupation. On September 25th, 1981, after making an oath before the nation, this resulted in a famous first for this one-time member of a different governmental branch that probably was a far-fetched dream for this Stanford graduate who grew up on a cattle ranch. 412-200-5975. Good luck with our history riddle. We'll have the answer in about 10 minutes or so. This is Chris Teeley.
I feel the shadows now upon me. All the angels beckon to me. Before I go, dear sisters and brothers, won't you come and sing? Church with the benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious the moments we stood shaking hands and singing a song. Grown weary, I have traveled a road that is long, and it would warm this old heart, my dear brother, if you'd come and sing me one song. In that plain little church with the benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious the moments we stood shaking hands and singing one song. Thank you. river. Your sweet face is no more I'll see. Until we meet where there's no more sad parting, won't you come and sing for me? Sing those hymns we sang together in that plain little church with the benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious the moment we stood shaking hands and singing a song.
Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild little cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in his right for the love of this maiden, down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast from the West Texas town of El Paso, back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddle up and away go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward, down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me, I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I ride where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest.
of smoke from the rifle, I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Alina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Alina.
Marty Robbins here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Chris Teeley did Won't You Come Home and sing for me. I've had Marty Robbins' song in my head since writing today's Hysteriddle. Our Hysteriddle answer was born in El Paso in 1930 and became the 102nd person to have a certain occupation. On September 25th, 1981, after making an oath before the nation, this resulted in a famous first for this one-time member of a different governmental branch that probably was a far-fetched dream for this Stanford graduate who grew up on a cattle ranch. While born in El Paso, she grew up on 198,000-acre cattle ranch near Duncan, Arizona. She had a .22-caliber rifle growing up and would shoot coyotes and jackrabbits. Became a very early driver. Enrolled at Stanford at the age of 16. Got a BA in economics. Continued at Stanford Law School, earning her law degree in 1952. And we'll have the correct answer coming up in a moment, as well as what the achievement was that our Hysteriddle answer made. Stu and McCandless got the correct answer. So did Tommy in Virginia. Good morning to Larry in Elwood City. He's going on a walking tour in New Brighton today, he and Van. That highlights early underground railroad stations in New Brighton. That should be great. I'm glad you also had fun playing along with our pop quiz this morning. And now I present Tom and McCandless, who has the correct answer to our Hysteriddle. Good morning, Tom.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You've got an Arizona connection here, I bet.
Yeah, well, it was Sandra Day O'Connor.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And I used to work back in my other life, so to speak. In 1973, I worked in the Arizona legislature, and she was the majority leader of the Arizona Senate.
Wow.
So, and, you know, in politics, there's lots of rumors, and that was kind of the height of the Watergate situation. So the rumor was that Richard Nixon wanted to appoint her as a federal district judge in Arizona, but that she didn't really want it because she didn't want to be tainted by Nixon's name. And then I guess she went on to run for the Arizona State Supreme Court, and that's when her, I guess that's from where Reagan appointed her to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wow, that's one I never heard. I'm looking at her resume here. She was in the Arizona Senate from 1969 to 75, it looks like. And then she became a judge of the Superior Court, and then the Court of Appeals. And then in 1981, after the Arizona Court of Appeals, she went to the Supreme Court, and that was the famous first she made. And then after leaving the Supreme Court, I didn't realize this, she became the chancellor of the College of William and Mary, which is kind of amazing because she would have been 75 and served in that role until the age of 82.
Yeah, well, remember, Taft was the president. He was appointed to the Supreme Court, so sometimes they take other hats on. But she wrote a kind of an autobiography of growing up on a ranch in eastern Arizona. And I guess it was written with her brother. But it's a good book about how, because like when you grow up on a ranch out in Arizona like that, what happens is you might have a local one-room schoolhouse you go to. And then once you hit ninth grade, you have to get on a bus and travel for maybe an hour or more to go to a high school. So then I guess she moved to El Paso because she had her aunt. I guess she lived with her aunt in El Paso, and then she went to high school there, from what I recall.
Fascinating. One thing I learned when she was in, I think I was at Stanford. Now I'm looking up my notes to be sure I have this correct. She had a marriage proposal from a man named William Rehnquist. The two of them dated in 1950. And that's kind of amazing. He proposed marriage to her in 1951. She did not accept the proposal from Rehnquist, and I'm reading this, and it's a little subject to interpretation. I'll quote what I'm reading. She did not accept the proposal from Rehnquist, one of four she received while a student at Stanford. I don't know if it was from four different people or four from Rehnquist. I think they mean four different people. And she also was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama. And she's still alive
as far as
and
I
well.
Know, right.
Yeah, she's still...
Well, I think she might have Alzheimer's disease now, dementia. Because I remember she said she wasn't going to be in the public anymore because of that.
Hmm. I'm looking here to see if there's any notes about that. But the first woman to be appointed... nominated and appointed to the Supreme Court. And following the death of John Paul Stevens, she was the last living justice to have served on Warren Burger's court as well. And yes, she's now in assisted living and has been diagnosed with early stages of an Alzheimer's-like disease, it says here.
Did she go to Stanford Law School? I can't remember.
Yes, she did. So, well done. A Saturday Light Brigade charged you. Here's to a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And congratulations if you knew we were looking for Sandra Day O'Connor. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up.
Together, one each end, and steady as you go. Tried to lift it, couldn't even shift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we had.
had a cup of tea, all right, says Fred. Give a shout to Charlie, up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, he begins complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. Then Charlie has a think, and he says, we ought to take off all the handles and the things what holds the candles. But it didn't no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, says Fred, have to take the feet off. Took the feet off, didn't take them off. Took the feet off, even took the seat off. Should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred says, let's have another cup of tea. And we said, right-o. All right, says Fred, have to take the door down. Need more room to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges taken off the hinges, and it got us nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea. All right, says Fred, have to take the wall down. That there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea. Then Charlie has a think, and he says, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling. If we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the blighter through. All right, says Fred, climbing up the ladder with his crowbar. Give it a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home.
Steve Gillette and Cindy Magson. And right, said Fred. Congratulations again if you came up with Sandra Day O'Connor, who became the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court on today's date in 1981.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
SLB is proud to be one of the first recipients of a 2021 top-rated award from great nonprofits. You can read the inspiring stories that helped support this award and consider adding one of your own at tinyurl.com/myslbreview. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and you, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Happy autumn, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, and online services and apps like Radio Garden, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio.
That night, lightning struck a cow shed and the cows all chewed their cud. Moonlight set the prairie on fire in the middle of the woods. Oh, the barefoot boy with boots on, come
shuffling down the street. His pants were full of pockets, and his boots were full of feet. He was born when he was baby, his grandma's pride and joy. His only sister was a girl, and his brother was a boy. Oh, he never was triplet, but he always was a twin. His legs were fastened to his knees, just below his chin. And his feet were fastened to his ankles, several inches from his shoulder. And when he grew up, he became a man, and every day got older. Single life. Her head was full of notions and her mouth was full of tongue. They raised a dozen children, all born when they was young. Six boys, five girls, then another child. They never tried to raise them right, just let them grow up wild. And late in the evening, they'd send them off to bed. Not sure if they was living, and they wished that they was dead. The oldest was one first. The good one was the bad one, but the bad one was the worst. They never knew their ages, no, they never seemed to care. They knew they had a birthday, cause it came round every year. And they never knew their father's age, but they always had a hunch that he was born for their time, was the oldest of the bunch. And when they died, they could not speak their names, they could not tell. The girls all went to heaven, and the boys all went to... Someone set the church on fire. Holy smokes, the preacher shouted as madly tore his hair. Now his head resembles heaven, for there'll be no parting there.
From 1980, there's John McCutcheon, Barefoot Boy with Boots On. Do you remember that album? He had a dulcimer that he was kind of hugging, and a little kitty cat was... also there in the picture. That song dates back to 1928.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Last week's segments featuring the 2021 City of Pittsburgh Garbage Olympics. Kristen Allen of the Mentoring Partnership, the Yellow Creek State Park Owl Prowl, the Tell Pittsburgh Storytelling Series, artist Tina Dillman, the 2021 Carnegie Library Teen Media Award Music honorees, and more are all now available at Neighborhood Voices. .org. You can also hear thousands of other on-demand features.